Well, I have a question before the question. When I said before, you said that there's a version of Brajvilastava, Raghunath Das Goswami, with commentary by Vishwanath Chakravarti Thakur.
No, I don't know if it's Vishwanath Chakravarti. For Brajvilastava, there's commentary by Srila Natadas Baba.
Oh, he does commentary.
Yeah. Oh, well, maybe others he's drawing from, I'm not sure. Maybe it's mentioned there, but...
Oh, okay.
I don't... Brajvilastava is Raghunath Das.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, you. I thought you had mentioned that there's a version out with Vishwanath Chakravarti Thakur commentary.
No, if I did, I made a mistake.
Oh.
I'm sorry for that.
Because I can't find it anywhere. So
you have the Natadas's?
Huh?
Do you have the edition by Srila Natadas?
No.
That may be over there, the Brijanandagira, where he stays. You know, they have a bookshop upstairs.
Oh, okay.
Obviously, Gopinath Mandir. You know, where Raghunath Das Samadhi is, there's Gopinath Mandir.
Yeah.
Opposite there is a little ramp and kind of steps and a ramp, and round door with some Russian printing on it.
Oh, okay.
Exactly opposite the entrance gate to Gopinath Temple from the Purikam.
Right.
You just go in there and to turn right, and then that's where you enter. It's a gate, and you go like this. One side, you'll see some Babaji. Where's this bookshop? And he'll say upstairs, and you know, you'll get there.
Oh, okay.
They're open in the morning from 11 to 2 in the afternoon from about 5 to 7 or 5 to 8 or something like that, like today.
Yeah. Now, the question I want to ask is not my question. Sankarshan, when he was here?
Yeah.
he didn't get to ask a question, and then the next week he didn't get to come. So I was going to ask a question from him. He was saying that he was wondering how we're always being told you have to have respect for you have to have respect for your spiritual masters, God brothers, and this and that. And his problem,
respect everyone.
Yeah,
mani na mani dena kirtaniya sadam.
Yeah, but his problem, I guess, was that he was. He said, you see so many that are doing, you know, not even really chanting, not even doing anything. He was wondering, you know, like, how do you respect them? I told him, like Prabhupada said, his God was respected from afar, but don't associate. I don't know. Maybe you have a different answer for him.
How does a God brother, he's telling God brother to God brother, or just any devotee?
No, it's spiritual masters, God brothers. You're supposed to see them.
Oh, yeah, there's the God brothers of the spiritual master. There's somewhere written, I don't know if it's in the Shastras or it's Prabhupada's statement or whatever, I'm not sure. But the God brothers of the spiritual master should be respected on an equal term with the spiritual master. So how can you do that when you see that these God brothers are not very Krishna conscious and maybe misbehaving or even engaged in sinful activities or totally in a materialistic mode of life, enjoying material life in the name of whatever? They don't look very exemplary or very much, they're not like my guru. And my guru is my guru, and he's behaving perfectly right and speaking wonderfully. He's a great devotee. They're God brothers. How to respect them? He has trouble with that. So I think he has to go beyond the designations. Because if we read Gita, Gita doesn't talk about God brothers. Gita talks about jivas. And Gita, this is teachings, Gita Upakya, teachings of Gita. And this is the foundation of any spiritualist, is Bhagavad Gita. Even a Gaudiya Vaishnava, Lord Chaitanya was always quoting from Bhagavad Gita in his preaching, Bhagavatam and Bhagavad Gita. He quoted himself the verse, Ye Tamam Vrpadyante, 4:11. So there, it tells this is the drishti. Drishti means a vision. What drishti, what vision, how we should see the world. A very famous verse, Vidya Vinaya sampane brahmani gavi hashchini shini chaiva sapake cha pandita samadarshana. So a devotee, a Vaishnava, especially a Gaudiya Vaishnava, he's supposed to be a tattva-gyani. He should know the truth. He should understand the sadhana and tattva. He knows the tattva. So it says, Vidyavana is that pandita samadarshana, someone who is learned, someone who knows the philosophy of Krishna consciousness, he should be samadarshana. He should see everyone equally. It says, and there's a painting in Prabhupada's Bhagavad Gita you must have seen. The sage is sometimes it's depicted as a sannyasi holding a danda, sometimes it's just some Brahmin, sometimes it's a sage, and he's looking, and he's looking, his drishti, he's looking, he sees an elephant in front of him, he sees a monkey in front of him, he sees a human being, some farmer or whatever, and he sees a rabbit or whatever, different cow, whatever. And in that picture, in that painting, you must have seen in Bhagavad Gita, that painting is there. He sees in each one of those, whether it's an elephant or a monkey or a lion or a cow or a human being, he sees a little spark and he sees Paramatma. He sees a little Paramatma there. Because in the heart of every jiva, in his heart is Krishna. So we respect every jiva, we respect the ant. Because this is what Krishna consciousness means. This is the meaning of Krishna consciousness, is to respect all living entities. They're all parts and parcels of Krishna. What designation they're functioning in, why they're moving in front of my eyes, that has nothing to do with my evaluation or my consideration or my behavior with them. They're a jiva, they're part and parcel of Krishna. I'm a jiva, I'm part and parcel of Krishna. What they're doing, it's not my position to put a value on that. Whether they're doing good or bad, it's not my position to weigh somebody, or to measure somebody, or to accept or reject somebody. And this is general view. As far as choosing sadhusanga, that's another point. But just a general drishti, it says, pandita samadarshana, a pandita samadarshana, sama means equal. Someone's learned. A pandita means a devotee. A devotee is supposed to be learned. Vidya, Vairagya Vidya Nija Bhakti Yoga. Sarvabhauma Bhattacharya, a famous verse he wrote in Puri when he was describing Lord Chaitanya's associates. He said, Vairagya Vidya Nija Bhakti Yoga. He said, Lord Chaitanya, Vairagya Vidya, your devotees, they have knowledge and detachment because they have bhakti. If you have bhakti, you have Vairagya Vidya Nija Bhakti Yoga. Your Bhakti Yoga, it's a famous verse, Vairagya Vidya Nija Bhakti, it's from CC, Madhya Lila. It says, your devotees, Nija Bhakti Yogena. Nija means your own devotees, your own devotion, the devotion you taught is full of renunciation and full of knowledge. And that's bhakti. Bhakti brings these things automatically, first canto Bhagavatam says. So the person is doing bhakti for 30 years, he should have samadrishti. Oh, God brother, not God brother. I respect you. You're a human being. I respect you. You're a dog. I respect you. You're a mouse. I respect your right to life. Like they have these phrases now. Don't be cruel to the mice and the animals. You know, cruelty to animals. So we respect the right of every living entity to live, because they're all parts and parcels of God. So how to see it? We have to cultivate. If we're Krishna conscious, we're not disturbed. We're not affected. There are so many verses in Gita that the yogi is not affected by the changes of the permutations and changes. Much as sparshasta kanteya, she just the non-permanent appearance of happiness and distress and her disappearance in due course of time are like the appearance and disappearance of the winter and summer season. They arise from sense perception and one should not be disturbed. Dhiras tatra namuyati. Krishna is saying, dhiras tatra namuyati. Dhira. The dhira means a peaceful. The devotee is shanti. He's namuyati. He's not disturbed. So how is this person, the devotee, why is he disturbed? Why is he had mental agitation? He should be like a candle in a windless place. You do, like we're from America, we have a phrase, mind your own business. Do you have that phrase in your country? Mind your own business. You know what it means? And so you do your thing. Like, okay, you have a boyfriend, and I'm married, and I believe in marriage, and you have a boyfriend, you're not married. That's okay, so what? That's your thing. What do I care? You want to do it that way, you do it that way. No, you should be the... Why you should? I'm raised in this culture with these values, so I follow this way. This, of course, it's shastrically correct. Okay, fine. But you don't want to do it that way, then what's my business? So, I never got much into that. I think if you study Bhagavad Gita and you do Bhakti Bhajan, then you become peaceful. You have a peaceful mind because you're satisfied within. If you have inner satisfaction, what me worry? Who cares about the external world? You try to improve the world, you try to benefit the world by proper action, by proper speech, by proper direction and proper example. But more than that, to measure, to value, to give opinion. Oh, I can't respect. Oh, I respect you. I remember sometimes, years ago, probably not now for sure, but years ago, sometimes I'd be in Vrindavan Temple, and devotees would pay obeisances to me, then I pay obeisance to them or whatever. Maybe I just fold my hands and say, Jai Radhe, like this. Not a god brother, but just whoever. Maybe I don't know. They say, Maharaj, I'm a disciple of so and so. I've been in this movement for 20 years. You know something? You're one of the few sannyasis that I want to bow down to. The other ones I don't care about. He says sannyasis. I don't want to bow down. So I say I said, well, don't mind. I feel honored that I'm in your good book. You know, at least today. I don't know right now. But I might say, if I don't mind, if I can say something, whatever a person may be, we should respect the Krishna within the heart. When we're paying obeisance to someone, we're showing our respect for Krishna in the heart. You read the 11th canto of Bhagavatam, in Uddhava Gita, there's so many teachings that says that spiritualist offers obeisances even to a donkey. He offers dandavats. This is the 11th canto of Bhagavatam. So that's not exactly literal, but that's the kind of consciousness that basically the essence of the philosophy is this: we respect everything because everything is connected to Krishna. Nirbande Krishna sambande yukta vairaga yuchate, and Bhakti Rasamrita Sindhu. Nirbande Krishna, everything is Krishna sambande. Everything in creation, sentient and insentient, living and non-living, is connected to Krishna. Nirbande, Nirbande, I have no bondage with it. Nirbande Krishna sambande. It's not mine, it's Krishna's. Yukta vairagya. This is my I see everything connected to him and I'm detached from it all. Everything's connected to Krishna, everything is created by him, belongs to him and for his pleasure, one way or the other, and I'm detached from it. And if it comes my way, I offer it to Krishna. But otherwise, this particular problem that this particular person has had the same problem in 1982. Because I was in charge, I was a temple president, and he was there in 1982 to 86. But he came to me sometimes with this very exact point. So it's 82, 92, 2002. That's 20 and 13 and 30. It's 35 years. Some glasses are required. It's a joke. The vision is not good, you know.
Yeah, I've got a brother in America. He's been living outside.
Is this a question or a comment?
Well, it's a comment.
It's worth recording?
No.